Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I pick up the New York Times paper this week. Front page article headline, Loads of Debt. Stifling debt continues to weigh on governments around the world. Even the liberal New York Times knows we can't continue down this road. Greece is broke. We don't know what's going to happen there. Puerto Rico's governor said that its debt is not payable. And closer to home, Detroit has already gone through bankruptcy. Chicago is not far behind. Our U.S. federal government isn't there yet, but an honest look at our finances is frightening. We have $18 trillion in debt and rising. Our nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has reported, and I quote, rising federal debt threatens to choke economic growth. Our long-term outlook for the federal government has worsened dramatically over the past several years, end of quote. And here's why the situation could get worse. We have an aging population. Health care costs will rise. We have many generous government entitlement programs that continue to go up. And keep in mind, interest rates that are at an all-time low will likely go up. And then the interest on our huge debt will be unmanageable. We would hope that the Congress and the President would appreciate the risk that we face. We need to tackle our entitlement programs. That's where more than 60% of the money is spent. And there's pressure to spend more on the military. I don't support that. We already spend 10 times more than any other country. Let's not forget tax reform. Too many loopholes and too complicated. Families, farms, and businesses deal with budget and debt problems all the time. Our government just continues to kick the can down the road. Politically, it is just too hard. If you take money away from the voters, they won't vote for you. And if you give them money, they will vote for you. So, if you want to get reelected, you can't fix a problem. We need a compromise. Pass something that no one likes. Let's stop following the socialist road of Europe. Remember, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher once said, socialism works just fine until you run out of other people's money. And I think we're there. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.